and partially open other self to Blu-ray interaction. May we ask if you have any queries before we close? Editor's note. In the previous passage, the tape was mysteriously blank during the words, "It's LSD." We have filled in the blank with memory and context, though Ra may have used different words to describe the same situation. Questioner. If you would please make the instrument cough, I will ask two quick things. Cough. Questioner. The instrument asks, quote, "How long do the debilitative effects that I am experiencing from the use of LSD last?" End quote. And is there anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable? I am Ra. Firstly, the period of weakness of bodily complex is approximately 3 of your lunar cycles, the first ingestion causing approximately 1 of your lunar cycles, the second having a cumulative or doubling effect. Secondly, this instrument is well. You are most conscientious. I am Ra. I leave you, my friends, in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth then, merry and glad and rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one creator. Adonai. Ra session number 27, February 21st, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. I communicate now. Questioner. This session I thought we would start with questions which will focus on what we consider to be the only important aspect of our being. However, Jim has felt the obligation to ask two questions that were asked of him by Paul Shockley, and I will ask those two first in case you are able to answer them before we really get started. First question is, Paul Shockley is presently channeling the same source which Edgar Cayce channeled, and Paul has received information that he took part in the design and construction of the Egyptian pyramids. Can you tell us what his role was in that effort? I am Ra. This was, in your space-time continuum, two periods and two lifetimes. The first of a physical nature working with Confederation entities in what you know of as Atlantis. This approximately 13,000 of your years ago. This memory, shall we say, being integrated into the unconscious of the mind-body-spirit complex of this entity due to its extreme desire to remember the service of healing and polarization possible by the mechanisms of the crystal and the charged healer. The second experience being approximately 1,000 of your years later, during which experience this entity prepared, in some part, the consciousness of the people of what you now call Egypt, that they were able to offer the calling that enabled those of our social memory complex to walk among your peoples. During this life experience, this entity was of a priest and teaching nature, and succeeded in remembering in semi-distorted form the learned teachings of the Atlantean pyramidal experiences. Thus, this entity became a builder of the archetypal thought of the Law of One, with distortion towards healing, which aided our people in bringing this through into a physical manifestation at what you would call a later period in your time measurement. Questioner. The second question is, Paul has also received information that mentions that there were other beings aiding in the construction of the pyramids who were not fully materialized in the third density. They were materialized from the waist up to their heads, but were not materialized from the waist down to their feet. Did such entities exist in the construction of the pyramids, and who were they? I am Ra. Consider, if you will, the intelligent infinity present in the absorption of livingness and beingness, as it becomes codified into intelligent energy due to the thought impressions of those assisting the living stone into a new shape of beingness. The release and use of intelligent infinity for a brief period begins to absorb all the consecutive or interlocking dimensions, thus offering brief glimpses of those projecting to the material their thought. These beings thus beginning to materialize, but not remaining visible. These beings were the thought form or third density visible manifestation of our social memory complex, as we offered contact from our intelligent infinity to the intelligent infinity of the stone. Questioner. Thank you very much. I will now proceed with the process of starting to focus on things that are not transient, and as questioner, I may have difficulty at times. When I do have this difficulty, I may fall back on some partially transient questions, simply because I will not be able to formulate what I really need to formulate, and I apologize for this. but I will try my best to stay on the track. The statement I will make to begin with, I have written. It is, most entities in this density focus their minds on some transient condition or activity, with little regard to its value as a tool or aid to their growth and understanding of the true or undistorted essence of the creation, of which they are an integral part. We will attempt, by starting at the beginning of creation, to establish an overview of ourselves in the creation, thereby arriving at a more informed point of inspection of what we consider to be reality. It is hoped that this process will allow us to participate more effectively in the process of evolution. I would like to start with definitions of words that we've been using that possibly we have not, and possibly cannot, totally understand. But since the first words that we use are intelligent infinity, I would like for you to define each of these words and give me the definition of their combination. I am Ra. Your vibrations of mind complex indicate a query. However, your vibrational sound complex indicate a preference. Please restate. Questioner. Would you define the word intelligent in the concept of intelligent infinity? I am Ra. We shall address the entire spectrum of this question before defining as requested. Your language, using vibrational sound complexes, can be at best an approximation of that which is closer to an understanding, if you will, of the nature of conscious thought. Perceptions are not the same as sound vibration complexes, and the attempt to define will, therefore, be a frustrating one for you, although we are happy to aid you within the limits of your sound vibration complexes. To define intelligent apart from infinity is difficult, for these two vibration complexes equal one concept. It is much like attempting to divide your sound vibration concept, faith, into two parts. We shall attempt to aid you, however. Questioner. It is not necessary to divide it. The definition of intelligent infinity as one part is sufficient. Could you please now define intelligent infinity? I am Ra. This is exponentially simpler and less confusing. There is unity. This unity is all that there is. This unity has a potential and kinetic. The potential is intelligent infinity. Tapping this potential will yield work. This work has been called by us intelligent energy. The nature of this work is dependent upon the particular distortion of free will, which, in turn, is the nature of a particular intelligent energy, or kinetic focus, of the potential of unity, or that which is all. Questioner. I'd like to expand a little on the concept of work. In Newtonian physics, the concept of work is what we call a force which moves through space. It's the product of force and distance as we measure it. I'm assuming that the work of which you speak is a much broader term, including possibly work in consciousness. Am I correct? I am Ra. As we use this term, it is universal in application. Intelligent infinity has a rhythm or flow, as of a giant heart beginning with the central sun, as you would think or conceive of this, the presence of the flow inevitable as a tide of beingness without polarity, without finity, the vast and silent all beating outward, outward, focusing outward and inward until the focuses are complete. The intelligence or consciousness of foci have reached a state where their, shall we say, spiritual nature or mass calls them inward, inward, inward until all is coalesced. This is the rhythm of reality, as you spoke. Questioner. Now, I think I have extracted an important point from this, in that in intelligent infinity, we have work without polarity, or a potential difference does not have to exist. Is this correct? I am Ra. There is no difference, potential or kinetic, in unity. The basic rhythms of intelligent infinity are totally without distortion of any kind. The rhythms are clothed in mystery, for they are being itself. From this undistorted unity, however, appears a potential in relation to intelligent energy. In this way, you may observe the term to be somewhat two-sided. One use of the term, that being as the undistorted unity, being without kinetic or potential side. The other application of this term, which we use undifferentiatedly for lack of other term, in the sense of the vast potential tapped into by foci, or focuses of energy, we call intelligent energy. Questioner: Now, I understand that the first distortion of intelligent infinity is the distortion of what we call free will. Can you give me a definition of this distortion? I am Ra. In this distortion of the Law of One, it is recognized that the Creator will know itself. Questioner: Then am I correct in assuming that the Creator will know itself, and the Creator grants for this knowing the concept of freedom, total freedom of choice in the ways of knowing? Am I correct? I am Ra. This is quite correct. Questioner: This then being the first distortion of Law of One, which I am assuming is the Law of Intelligent Infinity, all other distortions which are the total experience of the creation spring from this. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is both correct and incorrect. In your illusion, all experience springs from the Law of Free Will, or the Way of Confusion. In another sense, which we are learning, the experiences are this distortion. Questioner: I will have to think about that and ask questions on it in the next session. So I will go on to what you have given me as the second distortion, which is the distortion of love. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: I would like for you to define love in its sense as the second distortion. I am Ra. This must be defined against the background of intelligent infinity, or unity, or the one creator, with the primal distortion of free will. The term love, then, may be seen as the focus, the choice of attack, the type of energy of an extremely, shall we say, high order, which causes intelligent energy to be formed from the potential of intelligent infinity in just such and such a way. This, then, may be seen to be an object rather than an activity by some of your peoples, and the principle of this extremely strong energy focus being worshipped as the creator instead of unity or oneness from which all loves emanate. Questioner: Is there a manifestation of love that we could call vibration? I am Ra. Again, we reach semantic difficulties. The vibration, or density of love, or understanding, is not a term used in the same sense as the second distortion love. The distortion love being the great activator and primal co-creator of various creations using intelligent infinity. The vibration love being that density in which those who have learned to do an activity called loving without significant distortion then seek the ways of light, or wisdom. Thus, in vibratory sense, love comes into light. In the sense of the activity of unity in its free will, love uses light and has the power to direct light in its distortions. Thus, vibratory complexes recapitulate, in reverse, the creation in its unity, thus showing the rhythm or flow of the great heartbeat, if you will use this analogy. Questioner: I will make a statement that I have extracted from the physics of Dewey Larson, which may or may not be close to what we are trying to explain. Larson says that all is motion, which we can take as vibration, and that vibration, which is pure vibration, and is not physical in any way, or in any form, or in any density. The first product of that vibration is what we call the photon, a particle of light. I was trying to make an analogy between this physical solution and the concept of love and light. Is this close to the concept of love creating light or not? I am Ra. You are correct. Questioner: Then I will expand a bit more on this concept. We have the infinite vibration of love, which can occur, I am assuming, at varying frequencies. I would assume that it begins at one basic frequency. Does this have any meaning? Am I making sense? Is this correct? I am Ra. Each love, as you term the prime movers, comes from one frequency, if you wish to use this term. This frequency is unity. We would perhaps liken it rather to a strength than a frequency. This strength being infinite, the finite qualities being chosen by the particular nature of this primal movement. Questioner: Then this vibration, which is, for lack of better understanding, pure motion, it is pure love. There is nothing that is yet condensed, shall we say, to form any type or density of illusion. This love, then, creates, by this process of vibration, a photon, as we call it, which is the basic particle of light. This photon, then, by added vibrations and rotations, further condenses into particles of the densities, the various densities that we experience. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. Now, this light which forms the densities has what we call color, and this color is divided into 7 categories of color. Can you tell me if there is a reason or an explanation for these categories of color? Can you tell me something about that? I am Ra. This will be the last complete question of this session, as this instrument is low on vital energy. We will answer briefly, and then you may question further in consequent sessions. The nature of the vibratory patterns of your universe is dependent upon the configurations placed upon the original material, or light, by the focus, or love, using its intelligent energy to create a certain pattern of illusions, or densities, in order to satisfy its own intelligent estimate of a method of knowing itself. Thus the colors, as you call them, are as straight or narrow or necessary as is possible to express, given the will of love. There is further information which we shall be happy to share by answering your questions. However, we do not wish to deplete this instrument. Is there a short query necessary before we leave? Questioner, the only thing I need to know is there anything we can do to make the instrument more comfortable, or help her or the contact? I am Ra. This instrument is slightly uncomfortable. Perhaps a simpler configuration of the body would be appropriate, given the instrument's improving physical complex condition. I am Ra. You are conscientious in your endeavors. We shall be with you. We leave you now in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Rejoice, therefore, in the power and the peace of the one infinite creator. Adonai. Ra session number 28, February 22nd, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of the infinite creator. I communicate now. Questioner. I may be backtracking a little bit and make a few false starts today, because I think we are at possibly the most important part of what we are doing in trying to make it apparent through questioning how everything is one and how it comes from one intelligent infinity. This is difficult for me to do, so please bear with my errors in questioning. The concept that I have right now of the process, using both what you have told me and some of Dewey Larson's material having to do with the physics of the process, I have the concept that intelligent infinity expands outward from all locations everywhere. It expands outward in every direction uniformly, like the surface of a balloon or a bubble, expanding outward from every point everywhere. It expands outward at what's called unit velocity, or the velocity of light. This is Larson's idea of the progression of what he calls space-time. Is this concept correct? I am Ra. This concept is incorrect, as is any concept of the one intelligent infinity. This concept is correct in the context of one particular logos, or love, or focus of this creator, which has chosen its, shall we say, natural laws and ways of expressing them, mathematically and otherwise. The one undifferentiated, intelligent infinity, unpolarized, full and whole, is the macrocosm of the mystery-clad being. We are messengers of the law of one. Unity, at this approximation of understanding, cannot be specified by any physics, but only be activated or potentiated intelligent infinity, due to the catalyst of free will. This may be difficult to accept. However, the understandings we have to share begin and end in mystery. Questioner. Well, we had yesterday arrived at a point where we were considering colors of light. You said that, quote, the nature of the vibratory patterns of your universe is dependent upon the configurations placed on the original material, or light, by the focus of love, using its intelligent energy to create a certain pattern of illusions or densities, end quote. Then, after this material, you said that there's further information which you'd be happy to share, but we ran out of time. Could you complete the further information on that? I am Ra. In discussing this information, we then, shall we say, snap back into the particular methods of understanding or seeing that which is that the one sound vibration complex Dewey offers, this being correct for the second meaning of intelligent infinity, the potential which then, through catalyst, forms the kinetic. This information is a natural progression of inspection of the kinetic shape of your environment. You may understand each color or ray as being, as we had said, a very specific and accurate apportion of intelligent energy's representation of intelligent infinity, each ray having been previously inspected in other regards. This information may be of aid here. We speak now non-specifically to increase the depth of your conceptualization of the nature of what is. The universe in which you live is recapitulation in each part of intelligent infinity. Thus, you will see the same patterns repeated in physical and metaphysical areas, the rays or apportions of light being, as you surmise, those areas of what you may call the physical illusion which rotate, vibrate, or are of a nature that may be, shall we say, counted or categorized in rotation manner in space-time as described by the one known as Dewey. Some substances having various of the rays in a physical manifestation visible to the eye, this being apparent in the nature of your crystallized minerals, which you count as precious, the ruby being red, and so forth. Editor's note. The word apportion in the previous passage can be defined as to divide and assign according to a plan. Questioner. This light that occurred as a consequence of vibration, which is a consequence of love, I'm going to ask if that statement is right. Is that correct? I am Ra. This statement is correct. Questioner. Okay. This light then can condense into material as we know it in our density, into all of our chemical elements because of rotations of the vibration at quantized intervals or units of angular velocity. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is quite correct. Questioner. Thank you. I'm wondering, what is the catalyst or the activator of the rotation? What causes the rotation so that the light condenses into our physical or chemical elements? I am Ra. It is necessary to consider the enabling function of the focus known as love. This energy is of an ordering nature. It orders in a cumulative way from greater to lesser so that when its universe, as you may call it, is complete, the manner of development of each detail is inherent in the living light and thus will develop in such and such a way. Your own universe, having been well studied in an empirical fashion by those you call your scientists, and having been understood or visualized, shall we say, with greater accuracy by the understandings or visualizations of the one known as Dewey. Questioner. When does individualization or the individualized portion of consciousness come into play? How does this individualization occur, and at what point does individualized consciousness take over in working on the basic light? I am Ra. You remain carefully in the area of creation itself. In this process, we must further confuse you by stating that the process by which free will acts upon potential intelligent infinity to become focused intelligent energy takes place without the space-time of which you are so aware, as it is your continuum experience. The experience or existence of space-time comes into being after the individuation process of logos or love has been completed, and the physical universe, as you would call it, has coalesced or begun to draw inward while moving outward to the extent that that which you call your sun bodies have, in their turn, created timeless chaos, coalescing into what you call planets. These vortices of intelligent energy, spending a large amount of what you would call first density in a timeless state, the space-time realization being one of the learned teachings of this density of beingness. Thus, we have difficulty answering your questions with regard to time and space and their relationship to the, what you would call, original creation, which is not a part of space-time, as you can understand it. Questioner. Thank you. Does a unit of consciousness, an individualized unit of consciousness, create, say, a unit of the creation? I will give an example. Would one individualized consciousness create one galaxy of stars the type that has many millions of stars in it. Does this happen? I am Ra. This can happen. The possibilities are infinite. Thus, a logos may create what you call a star system, or it may be the logos creating billions of star systems. This is the cause of the confusion in the term galaxy, for there are many different logos entities or creations, and we would call each, using your sound vibration complexes, a galaxy. Questioner, let's take as an example the planet that we are on now, and tell me how much of the creation was created by the same logos that created this planet. I am Ra. This planetary logos is a strong logos, creating approximately 250 billion of your star systems for its creation. The, shall we say, laws or physical ways of this creation will remain, therefore, constant. Questioner, then what you're saying is that the lenticular star system, which we call a galaxy, that we find ourselves in, with approximately 250 billion other suns like our own, was created by a single logos. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner, now, since there are many individualized portions of consciousness in this lenticular galaxy, did this logos then subdivide into more individualization of consciousness to create these consciousnesses, or divide into these consciousnesses? I am Ra. You are perceptive. This is also correct, although an apparent paradox. Questioner, could you tell me what you mean by an apparent paradox? I am Ra. It would seem that if one logos creates the intelligent energy waves for a large system, there would not be the necessity or possibility of the further sublogos differentiation. However, within limits, this is precisely the case, and it is perceptive that this has been seen. Questioner, thank you. Could you please make the instrument cough? Cough. Questioner, thank you. I'll call the lenticular galaxy that we are in, of 250 billion suns or stars, the major galaxy, just so we will not get mixed up in our terms. Do all the consciousnesses then, in this individualized form that goes into what we are calling the major galaxy, start out and go through all of the densities in order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or then to 8th? Or is there, shall I say, some who start higher up the rank, so that there is always a mixture of intelligent consciousness in the galaxy? I am Ra. The latter is more nearly correct. In each beginning, there is the beginning from infinite strength. Free will acts as a catalyst. Beings begin to form the universes. Consciousness, then, begins to have the potential to experience. The potentials of experience are created as a part of intelligent energy and are fixed before experience begins. However, there is always, due to free will acting infinitely upon the creation, a great variation in initial responses to intelligent energy's potential. Thus, almost immediately, the foundations of the, shall we call it, hierarchical nature of beings begins to manifest as some portions of consciousness or awareness learn through experience in a much more efficient manner. Questioner, is there any reason for some portions being much more efficient in learning? I am Ra. Is there any reason for some to learn more quickly than others? Look, if you wish, to the function of the will, the, shall we say, attraction to the upward spiraling line of light. Questioner, I am assuming that there are 8 densities created when this major galaxy is created. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is basically correct. However, it is well to perceive that the 8th density functions also as the beginning density or first density in its latter stages of the next octave of densities. Questioner, are you saying then there are an infinite number of octaves of densities 1 through 8? I am Ra. We wish to establish that we are truly humble messengers of the Law of One. We can speak to you of our experiences and our understandings and teach learn in limited ways. However, we cannot speak in firm knowledge of all the creations. We know only that they are infinite. We assume an infinite number of octaves. However, it has been impressed upon us by our own teachers that there is a mystery-clad unity of creation in which all consciousness periodically coalesces and again begins. Thus, we can only say we assume an infinite progression, though we understand it to be cyclical in nature, and, as we have said, clad in mystery. Questioner: Thank you. Would you please make the instrument cough again? Cough. Questioner: Thank you. When this major galaxy is formed by the Logos, polarity then exists in a sense that we have electrical polarity. We do have electrical polarity existing at that time. Is this correct? I am Ra. I accept this as correct, with the stipulation that what you term electrical be understood as not only the one Larson stipulated its meaning, but also in what you would call the metaphysical sense. Questioner: Are you saying then that we not only have a polarity of electrical charge, but also a polarity in consciousness at that time? I am Ra. This is correct. All is potentially available from the beginning of your physical space-time, it then being the function of consciousness complexes to begin to use the physical materials to gain experience, to then polarize in a metaphysical sense. The potentials for this are not created by the experiencer, but by intelligent energy. This will be the last full question of this session, due to our desire to foster this instrument as it slowly regains physical complex energy. May we ask if you have one or two questions we may answer shortly before we close? Questioner: I am assuming that the process of creation then, after the original creation of the major galaxy, is continued by the further individualization of consciousness of the Logos, so that there are many, many portions of individualized consciousness then creating further items, you might say, for experience all over the galaxy. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct, for within the, shall we say, guidelines or ways of the Logos, the sublogos may find various means of differentiating experiences without removing or adding to these ways. Questioner: Thank you. And since we are out of time, I'll just ask if there is anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or help the contact. I am Ra. This instrument is well adjusted. You are conscientious. I am Ra. I leave you, my friends, in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one creator. Adonai. Ra session number 29, February 23rd, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. We communicate now. Questioner: Is our sun, as we know it, a sublogos or the physical manifestation of a sublogos? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: Then I am assuming this sublogos created this planetary system in all of its densities. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is incorrect. The sublogos of your solar entity differentiated some experiential components within the patterns of intelligent energy set in motion by the logos, which created the basic conditions and vibratory rates consistent throughout your, what you have called, major galaxy. Questioner: Then is this sublogos, which is our sun, the same sublogos but just manifesting in different parts through the galaxy, or is it all the stars in this galaxy? I am Ra. Please restate. Questioner: What I'm saying is that there are roughly 250 billion stars or suns, something like ours, in this major galaxy. Are they all part of the same sublogos? I am Ra. They are all part of the same logos. Your solar system, as you would call it, is a manifestation, somewhat and slightly different, due to the presence of a sublogos. Questioner: Let me be sure I'm right then. Then our sun is a sublogos of the logos that is the major galactic logos. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: Are there any sub-sublogoi that are found in our planetary system that are sub to our sun? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: Would you give me an example of one of those of what I'll call sub-sublogos? I am Ra. One example is your mind-body-spirit complex. Questioner: Then every entity that exists would be some type of sub or sub-sub-logos. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct down to the limits of any observation, for the entire creation is alive. Questioner: Then the planet which we walk upon here would be some form of sub-sub-logos. Is this correct? I am Ra. A planetary entity is so named only as logos if it is working in harmonic fashion with entities or mind-body complexes upon its surface or within its electromagnetic field. Questioner: Okay, do the sublogoi, such as our sun, have a metaphysical polarity, shall we say, positive or negative, as we've been using the term? I am Ra. As you use the term, this is not so. Entities through the level of planetary have the strength of intelligent infinity through the use of free will, going through the actions of beingness. The polarity is not thusly as you understand polarity. It is only when the planetary sphere begins harmonically interacting with mind-body complexes, and more especially mind-body-spirit complexes, that planetary spheres take on distortions due to the thought complexes of entities interacting with the planetary entity. The creation of the one infinite creator does not have the polarity you speak of. Questioner: Thank you. Yesterday you stated that planets in first density are in a timeless state to begin with. Can you tell me how the effect we appreciate as time comes into being? I am Ra. We have just described to you the state of beingness of each logos. The process by which space-time comes into continuum form is a function of the careful building, shall we say, of an entire or whole plan of vibratory rates, densities, and potentials. When this plan has coalesced in the thought complexes of love, then the physical manifestations begin to appear. This first manifestation stage being awareness or consciousness. At the point at which this coalescence is at the livingness or beingness point, the point or fountainhead of beginning, space-time then begins to unroll its scroll of livingness. Questioner: I will make this statement first. I believe that love creates the vibration in space-time in order to form the photon. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is essentially correct. Questioner: Then the continued application of love, I will assume that this is directed by a sublogos or a sub-sublogos, this continued application of love creates rotations of these vibrations, which are in discrete units of angular velocity. This then creates chemical elements in our physical illusion. And I will assume the elements in the other, or what we would call non-physical densities in the illusion. Is this correct? I am Ra. The logos creates all densities. Your question was unclear. However, we shall state the logos does create both the space-time densities and the accompanying time-space densities. Questioner: What I am assuming is that the rotations, the quantized incremental rotations of the vibrations, show up as the material of these densities. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is essentially correct. Questioner: Then because of these rotations, there is an inward motion of these particles which is opposite the direction of space-time progression, the way I understand it. And this inward progression is seen by us as what we call gravity. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is incorrect. Questioner: Can you tell me how the gravity comes about? I am Ra. This that you speak of as gravity may be seen as the pressing towards the inner light love, the seeking towards the spiral line of light which progresses towards the Creator. This is a manifestation of a spiritual event or a condition of livingness. Questioner: Now, the gravity we know of on our moon is less than it is upon our planet here. Is there a metaphysical principle behind this that you could explain? I am Ra. The metaphysical and physical are inseparable. Thus, that of which you spoke, which attempts to explain this phenomenon, is able to, shall we say, calculate the gravitational force of most objects due to the various physical aspects, such as what you know of as mass. However, we felt it was necessary to indicate the corresponding and equally important metaphysical nature of gravity. Questioner: I sometimes have difficulty in getting a foothold into what I'm looking for in trying to seek out the metaphysical principles, you might say, behind our physical illusion. Could you give me an example of the amount of gravity in the third density conditions at the surface of the planet Venus? Would it be greater or less than Earth? I am Ra. The gravity, shall we say, the attractive force, which we also describe as the pressing outward force towards the Creator, is greater spiritually upon the entity you call Venus due to the greater degree of success, shall we say, at seeking the Creator. This point only becomes important when you consider that when all of creation in its infinity has reached a spiritual gravitational mass of sufficient nature, the entire creation infinitely coalesces, the light seeking and finding its source, and thusly ending the creation, and beginning a new creation, much as you consider the black hole, as you call it, with its conditions of infinitely great mass at the zero point, from which no light may be seen, as it has been absorbed. Questioner: Then the black hole would be a point at which the environmental material had succeeded in uniting with unity, or the Creator? Is this correct? I am Ra. The black hole, which manifests third density, is the physical complex manifestation of the spiritual or metaphysical state. This is correct. Questioner: Thank you. Then when our planet Earth here gets fully into fourth density, will there be a greater gravity? I am Ra. There will be a greater spiritual gravity, thus causing a denser illusion. Questioner: This denser illusion, then, I will assume would increase the gravitational acceleration above the measured 32.2 feet per second squared that we now experience. Is this correct? I am Ra. Your entities do not have the instrumentation to measure spiritual gravity, but only to observe a few of its extreme manifestations. Questioner: This I know, that we can't measure spiritual gravity, but I was just wondering if the physical effect would be measurable as an increase in the gravitational constant. That was my question. I am Ra. The increase measurable by existing instrumentation would and will be statistical in nature only and not significant. Questioner: Okay. Now, as the creation is formed, as the atoms form from rotations of the vibration, which is light, they coalesce in a certain manner sometimes. They find distances, interatomic distances, from each other at precise distances and produce a lattice structure, which we call crystalline. I am guessing that because of the formation from intelligent energy of the precise crystalline structure, that it is possible, by some technique, to tap intelligent energy and bring it into the physical illusion by working through the crystalline structure. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct only insofar as the crystalline physical structure is charged by a correspondingly crystallized or regularized or balanced mind-body-spirit complex. Questioner: I don't wish to get off on subjects of no importance or subjects that don't lead us to a better understanding of our mechanism of growth, but it's difficult sometimes to see precisely what direction to go in. I would like to investigate a little bit more this idea of crystals and how they are used. I'm assuming then, from what you said, that in order to use the crystal to tap intelligent energy, it is necessary to have a partially undistorted mind-body-spirit complex. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is specifically correct. Questioner: There must be a point at which the removal of distortion reaches a minimum for use of the crystal in tapping intelligent energy. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct only if it is understood, shall we say, that each mind-body-spirit complex has an unique such point. Questioner: Can you tell me why each mind-body-spirit complex has this unique point of distortion ridding? I am Ra. Each mind-body-spirit complex is an unique portion of the one Creator. Questioner: then you are saying that there is no single level of, shall we say, purity required to tap intelligent energy through crystals, but there can be a wide variation in the amount of distortion that an entity may have. But each entity has to reach his particular point of what I might call energizing the ability. Is this right? I am Ra. This is incorrect. The necessity is for the mind-body-spirit complex to be of a certain balance, this balance thus enabling it to reach a set level of lack of distortion. The critical difficulties are unique for each mind-body-spirit complex due to the experiential distillations, which, in total, are the, shall we say, violet ray beingness of each such entity. This balance is what is necessary for work to be done in seeking the gateway to intelligent infinity through the use of crystals or through any other use. No two mind-body-spirit crystallized natures are the same. The distortion requirements, vibrationally speaking, are set. Questioner: I see. Then, if you are able to read the violet ray of an entity, to see that ray, is it possible then to immediately determine whether the entity could use crystals to tap intelligent energy? I am Ra. It is possible for one of fifth density or above to do this. Questioner: Is it possible for you to tell me how a crystal is used by an entity who has satisfactorily achieved necessarily violet ray qualification, or how he should use the crystal? I am Ra. The gateway to intelligent infinity is born of, shall we say, the sympathetic vibration in balanced state, accompanying the will to serve, the will to seek. Questioner: But can you tell me precisely what the entity would do with the crystal to use it for the purpose of seeking the intelligent infinity? I am Ra. The use of the crystal in physical manifestation is that use wherein the entity of crystalline nature charges the regularized physical crystal with this seeking, thus enabling it to vibrate harmonically and also become the catalyst or gateway whereby intelligent infinity may thus become intelligent energy, this crystal serving as an analog of the violet ray of mind-body-spirit in relatively undistorted form. Questioner: Is it possible at all for you to instruct us in specific uses of crystals? I am Ra. It is possible. There are, we consider, things which are not efficacious to tell you due to possible infringement upon your free will. Entities of the Confederation have erred in this in the past. The uses of the crystal, as you know, include the uses for healing, for power, and even for the development of life forms. We feel that it is unwise to offer instruction at this time, as your peoples have shown a tendency to use peaceful sources of power for disharmonious reasons. Questioner: Is it possible for you to give me an example of various planetary developments in what I would call a metaphysical sense, having to do with the development of consciousness and its polarities throughout the galaxy? In other words, I believe that some of these planets develop quite rapidly into higher density planet, and some take longer times. Can you give me some idea of that development? I am Ra. This will be the final full query of this session. The particular logos of your major galaxy has used a large portion of its coalesced material to reflect the beingness of the Creator. In this way, there is much of your galactic system which does not have the progression of which you speak, but dwells spiritually as a portion of the logos. Of those entities upon which consciousness dwells, there is, as you surmise, a variety of time-space periods during which the higher densities of experience are attained by consciousness. Does this fulfill the requirements of your query? Questioner: I'll study it and possibly have something tomorrow, since I don't want to overtire the instrument. The instrument had a question, if you have time for a short question, and I will read it. The instrument does not desire to do physical healing work. She already does spiritual balancing by hands. Can she read the private healing material without doing physical healing? I'm assuming that she means, can she read it without creating problems in her life pattern? She does not wish to incur lessening of positive polarity. Can she read this material under those conditions? I am Ra. We shall speak shortly due to the fact that we are attempting to conserve this instrument's vital energies during the 3-month period of which we have spoken. This entity has an experiential history of healing on levels other than the so-called physical. Thus, it is acceptable that this material be read. However, the exercise of fire shall never be practiced by this instrument, as it is used in the stronger form for the physical healing. Is there any short query further before we close? Questioner: Is there anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or improve the contact? I am Ra. You are conscientious. The entity is well aligned. I am Ra. I leave you now in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one infinite creator, Adonai. Ra session number 30, February 24th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We communicate now. Questioner: I'm going to make a statement and then let you correct it if I've made any errors. This is the statement. Creation is a single entity or unity. If only a single entity exists, then the only concept of service is service to self. If this single entity subdivides, then the concept of service of one of its parts to the other part is born. From this concept springs the equality of service to self or to others. It would seem that as the logos subdivided, parts would select each orientation. As individualized entities emerge in space-time then, I would assume that they have polarity. Is this statement correct? I am Ra. This statement is quite perceptive and correct until the final phrase, in which we note that the polarities begin to be explored only at the point when a third density entity becomes aware of the possibility of choice between the concept or distortion of service to self or service to others. This marks the end of what you may call the unself-conscious or innocent phase of conscious awareness. Questioner: Thank you. Would you define mind, body, and spirit separately? I am Ra. These terms are all simplistic descriptive terms, which equal a complex of energy focuses. The body, as you call it, being the material of the density which you experience at a given space-time or time-space. This complex of materials being available for distortions of what you would call physical manifestation. The mind is a complex which reflects the inpourings of the spirit and the uppourings of the body complex. It contains what you know as feelings, emotions, and intellectual thoughts in its more conscious complexities. Moving further down the tree of mind, we see the intuition, which is of the nature of the mind, more in contact or in tune with the total beingness complex. Moving down to the roots of mind, we find the progression of consciousness, which gradually turns from the personal to the racial memory to the cosmic influxes, and thus becomes a direct contactor of that shuttle which we call the spirit complex. This spirit complex is the channel whereby the inpourings from all of the various universal, planetary, and personal inpourings may be funneled into the roots of consciousness, and whereby consciousness may be funneled to the gateway of intelligent infinity through the balanced intelligent energy of body and mind. You will see by this series of definitive statements that mind, body, and spirit are inextricably intertwined and cannot continue one without the other. Thus, we refer to the mind-body-spirit complex rather than attempting to deal with them separately, for the work, shall we say, that you do during your experiences is done through the interaction of these three components, not through any one. Questioner: Upon our physical death, as we call it, from this particular density and this particular incarnative experience, we lose this chemical body. Immediately after the loss of this chemical body, do we maintain a different type of body? Is there still a mind-body-spirit complex at that point? I am Ra. This is correct. The mind-body-spirit complex is quite intact. The physical body complex you now associate with the term body being but manifestation of a more dense and intelligently informed and powerful body complex. Questioner: Is there any loss to the mind or spirit after this transition which we call death, or any impairment of either because of the loss of this chemical body that we now have? I am Ra. In your terms, there is a great loss of mind complex due to the fact that much of the activity of a mental nature of which you are aware during the experience of this space-time continuum is as much of a surface illusion as is the chemical body complex. In other terms, nothing whatever of importance is lost. The character, or shall we say, pure distillation of emotions and biases, or distortions and wisdoms, if you will, becoming obvious for the first time, shall we say. These pure emotions and wisdoms and bias distortions being, for the most part, either ignored or underestimated during physical life experience. In terms of the spiritual, this channel is then much opened due to the lack of necessity for the forgetting characteristic of third density. Questioner: I would like to know how the mind-body-spirit complexes originate. Do they originate by spirit-forming mind and mind-forming body? Can you tell me this? I am Ra. We ask you to consider that you are attempting to trace evolution. This evolution is, as we have previously described, the consciousness being first, in first density, without movement, a random thing. Whether you may call this mind or body complex is a semantic problem. We call it mind-body complex, recognizing always that in the simplest iota of this complex exists, in its entirety, the one infinite creator. This mind-body complex, then, in second density, discovering the growing and turning towards the light, thus awakening what you may call the spirit complex, that which intensifies the upward spiraling towards the love and light of the infinite creator. The addition of this spirit complex, though apparent rather than real, yet having existed potentially from the beginning of space-time, perfects itself by graduation into third density. When the mind-body-spirit complex becomes aware of the possibility of service to self or other self, then the mind-body-spirit complex is activated. Questioner: Thank you. I don't wish to cover ground that we have covered before, but sometimes it is helpful to restate these concepts for complete clarity, since words are a poor tool for what we do. Just as a passing point, on this planet, during the second density, I believe there was habitation at the same time space of bipedal entities and what we call the dinosaurs. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: These two types of entities seem to be incompatible, you might say, with each other. I don't know. Can you tell me the reason behind both types of entities inhabiting the same space-time? I am Ra. Consider the workings of free will as applied to evolution. There are paths that the mind-body complex follows in an attempt to survive, to reproduce, and to seek, in its fashion, that which is unconsciously felt as the potential for growth. These two arenas, or paths, of development, being two among many. Questioner: I see. A news program I saw a couple of weeks ago raised the question of why the dinosaurs vanished, you might say, from our planet suddenly. I know this is unimportant, but I just wondered what the reason was. I am Ra. These entities could not feed their body complexes. Questioner: Now, in second density, the concept of bisexual reproduction first originates. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: Can you tell me the philosophy behind this mechanism of propagation of the bodily complex? I am Ra. The second density is one in which the groundwork is being laid for third density work. In this way, it may be seen that the basic mechanisms of reproduction capitulate into a vast potential in third density for service to other self and to self, this being not only by the functions of energy transfer, but also by the various services performed due to the close contact of those who are, shall we say, magnetically attracted one to the other. These entities thus having the opportunities for many types of service which would be unavailable to the independent entity. Questioner: Was the basic reason for this then to increase opportunity for experience of the one creator? Is this correct? I am Ra. This is not merely correct, but is the key to that which occurs in all densities. Questioner: Does the process of bisexual reproduction or the philosophy of it play a part in the spiritual growth of second density entities? I am Ra. In isolated instances, this is so due to efficient perceptions upon the part of entities or species. For the greater part, by far, this is not the case in second density, the spiritual potentials being those of third density. Questioner: I was wondering if the male cat Gandalf has benefited by that mechanism in some way, or by other mechanisms in increasing spiritual potential or understanding. I am Ra. We examine this information and find it harmless. The second density entity sound vibration Gandalf is a rare sample of its species due, first, to previous individualization. Secondly, due to a great amount of investment in this particular life experience. This is the greatest catalyst in this entity's progress. It is very unusual, as we have said. However, the experiences of bisexual reproduction, which were of the nature of the entity Gandalf, were, to a small extent, of spiritual benefit due to an unusual relationship with another entity, this also what you call a cat. This entity also being of an unusually third density orientation or investment from previous life experiences. Thus, the formation of what could be seen to be recognizably love did exist in this relationship. Questioner: Thank you. Can you give me a brief history of the metaphysical principles of the development of each of our planets around the sun and their function with respect to evolution of beings? I am Ra. We shall give you a metaphysical description only of those planets upon which individual mind-body-spirit complexes have been, are, or shall be experienced. You may understand the other spheres to be a part of the Logos. We take the one known as Venus. This planetary sphere was one of rapid evolution. It is our native Earth, and the rapidity of the progress of the mind-body-spirit complexes upon its surface was due to harmonious interaction. Upon the entity known to you as Mars, as you have already discussed, this entity was stopped in mid-third density, thus being unable to continue in progression due to the lack of hospitable conditions upon the surface. This planet shall be undergoing healing for some of your space-time millennia. The planet which you dwell upon has a metaphysical history well known to you, and you may ask about it if you wish. However, we have spoken to a great degree upon this subject. The planet known as Saturn has a great affinity for the infinite intelligence, and thus it has been dwelled upon in its magnetic fields of time-space by those who wish to protect your system. The planetary entity known to you as Uranus is slowly moving through the first density and has the potential of moving through all densities. Questioner: Thank you. I was wondering if any of the other planets had a metaphysical evolution. You stated yesterday that much of this major galactic system dwells spiritually as a part of the Logos. By that, do you mean that nearer the center of this major galactic system, that the stars there do not have planetary systems? Is this correct? I am Ra. This is incorrect. The Logos